Welcome to the Space Show, Dean.
Thank you.
You've recently produced a book called Looking Back Australia. What's the book about?
Well, it was a book that we produced as part of Australia's contribution to the International Year of Space. The International Year of Space was 1992, which was to celebrate 500 years of the discovery of the New World by Christopher Columbus, and the 40 years of the International Geophysical Year. But for most people, the Year of Space was to celebrate the great benefits that space exploration and using space data in remote sensing, the view of Earth, had contributed to the well-being of mankind, all mankind.
So you decided to write the book. It must have taken a long time.
Well, in a way it did. I actually wrote the book in 3 months. We were sort of fairly pushed for time, as many projects are. But the work that went into it was about 2 years and 20 years of my life of experience, so to speak, went into it. And it was really a very hard slog, but it was one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in my life.
Let's go back on some of that experience. You've been involved in working in the rangelands in South Australia and elsewhere, presumably, for many years.
Yes, that's right. I work for CSIRO and I work in a rangelands research program that does research on the managing Australia's rangelands, the pastoral country, the outback of Australia, and I've been working in that area for about 20 years. And as part of that research, I came to use satellite images, space data, to help understand and manage land. And that's where I have spent most of my productive life as a scientist, and that's where I still have great affection and affiliation for. I like the outback.
Mm. And there's a CD-ROM that comes with the book, or what can be bought with it. How does that relate to the book?
Well, the book is it's called Looking Back, the Changing Face of Australia, and the theme of the book is we have this archive, this library of satellite images of Australia that go back to 1972, and we use those to show how human activities and climate are changing the face of Australia. And we did some interpretation of that change, whether it was for the good or for the bad or what was happening. And this was presented in the book as photographs, as images. Now, what we wanted to do and what we wanted to really convey the message to the people who read the book was that satellite data is a really special data set. It's collected by a machine up in the sky. It's a new truth. It's an objective truth. It's not the work of any one person. It's a machine that does it, and we can sit down and interpret that and contribute to environmental questions and environmental debate. And we thought, now, I don't want to write a book in which people must believe what I say or they have no way of checking on what I say. So what we did, most of the images, the pictures that are in the book, are also on the CD-ROM, on the compact disc, so that anyone with a Macintosh computer or a DOS computer can use the CD-ROM and examine the images themselves and look at them and look at the change between 1972 and 1992 and come to their own conclusions. They don't have to agree with mine.
Mm. And what are some of your conclusions?
Well, I suppose the most positive thing is that in the 20 years from 1972, which was actually quite a very dry year, a drought year, through the extremely severe drought year of 1982-83, overall you can see that for much of agricultural Australia, the lands that we crop for pastures and for crops, that you can see farmers taking better care of the land. You can see agricultural practices quite clearly from space that indicate that farmers are taking much more notice of soil erosion and trying very hard to adapt their management practices to minimise the deleterious effects of using the land. And that's very encouraging in 20 years.
And what are some of the negatives then?
Well,
there are not too many, are there?
No, there are. You can still find areas that are obviously changing because of the result of unwise land use. You can still see land degradation that is occurring, but it is not widespread like it once was. It is localised and the odd individual doing stupid things. But overall, the environment of Australia in terms of the condition of the land, in my opinion, is improving. And that's really very exciting, because Australia has serious problems, and we have worked very hard to solve them, and the results are beginning to show, and we can see those very clearly from space.
And of course, with the satellite, we get such a wide view. You just can't hide bad land practice anymore, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, the view from space really is unique. It's a view that there is no equal on Earth. It is a view that is enormously powerful. And it's a view that, yes, no one can hide from. We can see most things. I mean, I know there are lots of stories about surveillance satellites, but we can see good land management practices. We can see bad land management practices. We can see changing river courses, we can see shrinking forests, and we can see growing forests. And it really is a fascinating data source, and I spend a great deal of my time, and my colleagues do the same, trying to make this data available to the ordinary Australian, because all of us have an interest in, and certainly a stake in, the well-being of the land, because that determines how well we live, no matter where we live.
Mm. And one of the most interesting features I think most people would find quite easy to relate to is you do have the picture from 1972, or as near to it as you could get, and then 1992, 20 years later, or as near to it as you could get, and then you have a third image. What's that third image?
Well, the third image was the change image, the difference between the two, and what had changed, and we calculated that, or we computed that change image using a computer. We actually used the satellite images in digital form. So even though they appear in the book as a photograph, they're actually processed as a digital data set. So we use computer techniques to calculate the difference and to interpret the difference, and then we put this out as an image. So the reader can look at this and see what the Gold Coast looked like in 1972 and in 1992 and what the change has been. And, you know, for example, the Gold Coast, there's been an enormous influx of people to the Gold Coast, and urbanisation as a land use, the converting of land to the built environment of houses and roads and infrastructure, has grown. And so unfortunately, some of the most attractive and interesting parts of southern Queensland has now become converted to real estate, to urban development. But that's a decision, a choice that all Australians must make, how we use our land. And we like to think that this book will contribute to discussion and perhaps improving our choice, improving the information that supports it. And we'll be wiser and better users of the environment in the future.
Mm. Yeah, can the book and the CD-ROM be used separately, or do you have to use them together?
No, they're quite separate. The book is is written for the ordinary Australian. I wrote it for my family. That people will enjoy it. You don't have to have a specialist knowledge of space data. I explain all that, and I walk the reader through examples. And I wrote it in a very personal way, because I feel very strongly about the issues. I'm sure not everyone will agree with what I've written, but that doesn't matter. I respect their point of view, and they can respect mine, and the data is there for you to either support your opinion or perhaps change your opinion to mine. The CD-ROM is just data. It's just the satellite data plus some software, some public domain software that will work on a DOS machine or a Macintosh machine. It comes along with the CD-ROM so that you can sit down and explore the satellite images yourself. I'm particularly proud of the software, even though I had nothing to do with it. My colleague, Murray Wilson, and his son, his high school son, wrote the software on weekends so that people could enjoy the beauty of satellite images. Now, they could have made money from selling that software, but they decided, father and son, not to do that, that to put the software into the public domain free of charge for people to use it to enjoy satellite images. And it was that sort of unselfishness and devotion to the cause that really made being involved with this project so enjoyable and so strong in my memory even now.
Well, I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that gesture, because I know I've used the software, and it is very easy to use, very accessible, and I found myself comparing the images of Melbourne, that the centre of Melbourne has actually greened up.
That's right.
Unbelievably. If you'd asked me, I'd have said, well, more and more buildings, fewer and fewer trees. But in fact, the centre of Melbourne has got more vegetation.
That's right.
And it's something we discovered by doing it.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Melbourne has done that. Melbourne's a very unusual city from space. We include all of the capital cities of Australia in the CD-ROM and in the book, because most Australians are urban, and this is the environment that we know. And it is very interesting to compare Perth with Adelaide, with Melbourne, with Sydney, and with Brisbane, and Hobart. Each city is different, each has a different history and a pattern of growth, and the change over 20 years has been quite remarkable. Melbourne, if you like, has become an environmentally more friendly city, and certainly a much more pleasant city. Perth and Brisbane have continued to sprawl quite dramatically. Perth and Brisbane are car cities now. You cannot live in them without a car, and they look very much like the cities of Texas. And in fact, we include in the book and on the CD-ROM Dallas-Fort Worth in Texas as an example of a car city that is about 30% freeway. And we watch how that has grown in 20 years, and there's a lot to be learned from that, and deciding how we want our environment to be.
Something else that impressed me about your book, Dean, was that you could pick it up and explore different themes. You didn't have to read the book from start to finish to understand it. You could pick it up, open it up to any page, and start exploring aspects of forestry or land use or urban development or those sorts of things. That was deliberate, was it?
Oh, yes, yes. It's the only book I've ever written. I tried very hard at writing it. In fact, I used to write it on weekends and at night to do it. It was not a major part of my normal research work. But I wrote it to really attract people, engage their interest in it, and to hold their interest as they explored what I think is a very important message. I believe in what I do, and I try to do what I do as best I can. And actually, that gives me great pleasure for you to say those things. That's very kind of you to do.
I must say, it shows in the book, and I really gained a feel, not only for the topic you're talking about, for yourself as well, coming through.
Oh, yes. I wear my heart very close to my sleeve, and what I believe shows through, and I don't hide that. I am very concerned for my country and my fellow Australians, and I'm privileged to work in an organisation like CSIRO where we deal with national and global problems. And I think it is my duty, because I have been educated at the public expense, like most Australians. I've enjoyed a very good education, like most Australians, and I have worked in the service of the public of Australia, and I try very hard to contribute to issues that I think are important to all Australians, and to talk about them and explain them and whatever. It's not being a lobby group or whatever, but that's a great many of my colleagues in CSIRO do the same thing. We try to do science in service of Australia and Australians.
How available is the book?
Oh, it's very available, actually. It is not very expensive. The full postal details I can give you to be broadcast later, but the book is a large A3 format coffee table book. It's filled with 140 brilliantly coloured satellite images, and it costs about $40 for the book plus $10 postage. The CD-ROM contains, for those of you who know a little about satellite data, contains 130 Landsat satellite images, both the 1992, the 1972, and the difference image, 10 years of satellite data following the greenness of Australia through the 1982-83 drought from 1981 to 1991. That's never been seen by the public before. And there is 3.5 years of global data of the whole world, showing how the whole world behaves over 3.5 years, with an image every month showing the state of greenness of the world's land surface. And flicking through those one after the other to watch how the world changes and how the world breathes is quite fascinating. And we firmly believe that it is the most powerful package of data and software ever to be made available to the general public in Australia, and we're very proud of that.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Dean.
Thank you.